What's up, guys, and welcome back to Real Britain News. I'm your host, Sean, and I'm so happy that you have made it to this podcast. I'm happy that you're here. Thanks for joining me today. And if you don't know what this podcast is about, let me tell you, I review movies. But I don't only review movies, as you're about to hear. I also make movies. And it's just a big old passion of mine, and I love it. And I love that it's not like a daily job, to be honest with you. Just because I'm sure that it could get boring and monogamous. And I like filming because it's just different every single time that you get on set. But that being said, 8 months of filming, Secrets of the Trials, that's what I've been working on. So for the last 8 months, if you guys haven't noticed, I haven't really been super active in doing podcasts just because my life was completely consumed by filming. And I loved it. I loved every single moment of it. And believe me, I thought about you guys every step of the way. I thought about you every step of the way because I love you, because you are amazing. Now, let me tell you a little more about these last 8 months. So I was reached out, and or actually I reached out because they were looking for an actress, and I just volunteered. And I was like, hey, I film, and I just finished doing a Star Wars fan film. And this was somewhere around last year-ish. And then I went ahead and they were like, great, let's see what you got. And I went in and they were like, oh my gosh, you're so amazing. And I was like, I know. And so we started working together. And believe me, that is a much more romanticized version of the events. Some of the words that were said there are true. And other ones are still true. I just made it sound a lot better. But I just started filming this fan film, which is a Star Wars fan film. Now, if you guys are Star Wars fan, if you are a Star Wars fan, then you know how cool that must have been. And I take very, very much pride in the work that I do. And so, you know, I went in and I checked it out. You would have too. And I saw, you know, the props look legit. The costumes look legit. I was observing everything the same way they were observing how I behaved around set and stuff. And so I was able to land this part. I actually even have a cameo, by the way. This is a little secret for you and for you alone to know. I have a cameo in this movie. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's just going to happen. And we're going to move on. I have a cameo in this film. And it was pretty cool to film. The people that were there, holy crap, were they just amazing. Every single one of them. We had, like any other set, you know, there was stress involved. There was anger involved. There was, you know, depression, sadness. It was just insane. But the treat that I have for you is, in the next couple of weeks, I will have different actors and even probably the director come in and talk about just being able to just create this. And we might have some fun stuff along the way, you know, maybe playing a game or two here of what's your favorite movie. And I'm going to steal a page from my good friend, Andre, from Backseat Directors, and maybe just ask, hey, if you just had to take one movie with you in a deserted island, what would it be? And what item would it be? Just because I think that's like an awesome question to ask, especially for actors, right? When they just came off of a project. And so, yeah, 8 months of just straight up filming. I thought about you guys the entire way just because I wanted to show different parts of it. Of course, due to NDAs and spoiler alerts, I really couldn't put up a lot of the things that I wanted to put up on Instagram. But if you guys realized, I think it was last week, I went ahead and I posted pretty much like a bombardment of photographs that were taken. Because I do have videos, because obviously I was the video guy. So I have a bunch of videos, but I can't show a lot of the videos that I have. So I'm not going to. I'm just going to keep it safe and not do that. But it was one of the funnest experiences that I've ever had, just because we did it every weekend, Friday and Saturday, we were filming. And it was great. I mean, the story that was created by the director, his name is Lachlan, it was just amazing how that story that he wrote came to life. It was amazing every step of the way, and I really did enjoy a lot of it. One thing that was just amazing was just, to be honest with you, what made a lot of it amazing was the people that I was with. We did get to film with Miss Utah, which was pretty cool. She looks like she might win Miss America, and so if she wins Miss America, I get to say, I filmed Miss America. I gave her her fame. I mean, that's not true, but she's actually really amazing. Sasha Sloan, she's fantastic. A fantastic person, really good heart, really great work ethic. Would totally work with her again in the future. And good luck to her in Miss Universe and Miss America. But yeah, I mean, being able to film this project was just, holy crap, it was just amazing because I was able to, everything that I critique in a movie, I was able to bring that out and bring that into this project. You know, like I critique things that have, that are obvious VFX, you know, and I definitely did that. I critique things when fight choreography looks off, and I was, you know, I wasn't a fight choreographer, but I was able to discuss with the fight choreographer, like, hey, I think it's best if you avoided XYZ. And, you know, sometimes he took in the advice. Other times he was like, well, I need XYZ because ABC. And I'm like, hey, you're the fight choreographer. I trust your judgment. And we were just all able to really become friends these past, like, 8 months. 8 months for me. Actually, a little over 8 months. It's been almost, it was a year, actually, for me. So I filmed for 12 months. This phase of the film was 8 months. I tagged along right when they were ending one of their phases. And so I was in it for about a year. I filmed for a whole 12 months. Hence why I wasn't producing content for you because of that. But I will be able to produce content for you now. And so you could hear me talking about the movies that you want to know. I know Eternals came out and a lot of people were asking, like, hey, what did you think about Eternals? And I'm like, hey, I haven't had a chance to watch anything because I've been filming this entire time. And they're like, oh, that's sad. I really wanted to know. Like, I didn't want to waste my money without knowing, like, what you thought about it. We look forward to, like, a spoiler-free review. And I was like, I got you. I don't know when it's going to come out, but I got you. There's a couple of other films that I watched. Like, I watched Halloween Kills. I was actually able to watch that just because while I was on set, it was on Peacock, and so during lunch, I would be able to watch a movie, like a little bit of the movie. But yeah, I would wake up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. This was the routine. Okay, so if you want to go into filmmaking, know that some call times are pretty doggone early, and there might be some driving involved or some type of trip, some type of long distance that you have to go. So this would be my, I don't want to say typical, but my pretty consistent schedule for filming. So obviously Monday through Friday, even Thursday, I would work, right? So regular job. And then I would go ahead on Thursday evening, I would go ahead and start going through my checklist of my items, right? So I would check my camera, make sure that it was good to go. I would check batteries. I would start charging batteries, all of my batteries. I would start charging Thursday night. Then I would go through my other equipment. So my follow focus, make sure that that's working and that it's fine. I would review my Axun USA CineEye 2S, which thank you, Axun, for sending one over to me. Really appreciate that. It worked marvels in this project just because we needed a wireless monitor, and being able to pull it up on my iPad on someone else's phone, just fantastic. If you guys want, I will discuss a little more about the CineEye 2S and the CineEye 2, because I actually bought the CineEye 2 and then CineEye sent me the 2S, which I was really happy to get one But now I have two. So there's that. But, yeah, I would check all my gear, right? I would check my... I got the Ronin M, so I was making sure that my camera was balanced with the lens for that day. Make sure that I was able to do it quickly and efficiently. It didn't always happen because film sets are unpredictable sometimes and weather could change in Utah in a drop of a hat. And so sometimes it really didn't go as planned. But that was Thursday. Friday, I would go to work if I had to go to work, or I would go to set. I would show up at set. Not early in the morning, but I would show up just to help because we had someone else. Because I was not available all the Fridays, there was someone else that was the director of photography or cinematographer. And so I would show up and I would help them. I would become their assistant camera person. And so I would help around the set and make sure that everything was okay. That was Thursday and then Friday. Now Saturday. Saturday was the fun part. Saturday, I would wake up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I would load up all my gear, make sure all my SD cards were formatted before that. Usually I would do that on Friday or Thursday, make sure that everything was formatted. I would put everything in their respective cases because I would go ahead and make sure they were still charged on Friday. And so Saturday morning, I would go ahead and put everything away and then I would load up my vehicle. Then from loading up my vehicle, I would go ahead and drive to wherever the destination was. Now, there was a couple of things on this film set. Sometimes we were on time. Sometimes we were not. And so sometimes I would get there and we weren't on time. Other times I would be 5-10 minutes late, which wasn't a big deal. And then we would proceed from there. But once I would arrive on set, whether if we had Crafty that day, I would just go ahead and grab some hot chocolate and or coffee and I would drink it and I would have a good day. Other times, if we didn't, I would have to ask a PA, which is a production assistant, to go grab me a cup of coffee or two, grab themselves something while they were out there and basically just set up while I was waiting for my life to arrive, basically. And so we would set up and then I would talk with the director, which again, his name was Lachlan. I would talk to him, be like, okay, we will walk through the scene, what we wanted to film, what was his goal for that day and how soon he wanted to get everything done and accomplished. And that was it. That was the pre-meeting before we started shooting. Then the actors would arrive because we would have to get there before the actors so we could talk about blockage and lighting and all that good jazz. And then the actors would arrive and we will walk them through the scene. Actually, Lachlan would walk them through the scene and the blockage. And I would just walk around with camera as soon as they were ready. From there, we just shot it. We went with it. We did a lot of retakes or reshoots. No, retakes while we were there. Just because we wanted to make sure that we were always getting the best performance. And so our actors were really fantastic. To be honest with you, we could have done it in one take and we would have been fine. But there were other times that, you know, they weren't well physically, right? They were sick and they were still there trying to perform. And by sick, I mean they had, I don't know, they were sleepy. And I know sleepiness is not a sickness, but they were sleepy, they were tired, they were exhausted. Or they had gotten hurt the day before and they still showed up and they still did it and they pushed through it. Or they just had a mild cold. There was an instance where someone may have gotten exposed to COVID and we had to stop production. And then once we got the results, we were like, great, great. We are good to go. No one else got sick. No one has symptoms. Let's move on. We were taking precautions. You know, people were wearing masks when they needed to and when they had to. We had a good distance between each other most of the time. And then as people started getting vaccinated, you know, it got a little lax, which was great. But we were, you know, keeping up with the CDC, making sure that everything was okay. We had fantastic actors with great work ethic. And it was just amazing to see them work, right? Obviously, I had a script. And so I read through the script. And it's one thing reading something. And then it's another thing when someone acts it out and just blows your mind. Every time there was like these deep scenes, I was just looking and I was like, wow, that hit me. I remember there was a scene that I can't get into too much detail, but there's a scene where something happened and one of the actors it wasn't part of the script, and he just, it's running, right? And then he just yells out this, like, amazing no. And it was just so heartfelt because of the scene that just happened. And it was like, wow. Like, I had chills when that happened. And I was just like, whoa, man. Like, these guys are just giving it their all. And what makes it more fantastic that they were giving it their all was because this was like 100% a passion project. None of us got paid for it. And like I said, I was there for a year doing it. Other guys, they were part of it when it initially started, which was maybe a year prior to me. So 2 years, right? And so everyone gave it their all. We all took it as if it was a paid project. And it was just amazing to see that, you know. Was there times that we were all a little lax because of it? Yeah, of course there was. Were there times that we were stressed about it? Yeah, there was. But we all gave it our all, and it was just amazing. And I just cannot wait for you guys to watch this movie. I could tell you 100% that it definitely honors Star Wars as a whole, as a movie. It definitely takes inspiration from other movies as well. And I cannot wait for you guys to watch it. I can't wait to watch it. Complete it, edit it, and all that good jazz. I'm sure that it's going to be a fantastic film. I can't wait until it comes out, honestly. And you might be asking, okay, but great, when does it come out? I'll tell you when it comes out. It's going to come out. The slate for it is May the 4th, 2022. And when the director comes on and talks about it, I'm sure he'll discuss it, but I'm not quite sure if it's going to be released in theaters. I think that that's the plan. And so you guys who are local to Utah will be able to come through. If we have DVDs and or Blu-rays, I might just give away a couple of Blu-rays to one lucky listener. So keep that in mind. Keep in check. Check out the Instagram. Check out the TikTok. Check out the Facebook. You guys will definitely see a lot of the posts and a lot of the contests that I do. Mostly comes through Instagram and Facebook. So definitely check that out and keep that in mind. So thanks for stopping by. Tune in the next time that I tell you what you should be watching or what I'm up to. Keep reading those comic books. Keep watching that anime. Rock and roll, and above it all, stay nerdy, guys.